Mind you eat? No? Okay.
We're with you.
Obviously, we've been trying to we've had several different versions of how this badge got moved and where it was handed off.
Okay.
And we figured, you know, let's just go
fix it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So that's why we're here.
Okay.
So,
sure.
Did you, obviously, this is kind of out of the beat and path for the response over on Rocky High, so over the OIS that we have. Can you tell me how you guys got dispatched there, or?
We were originally dispatched to Brittany Park in Santa Rosa for the shooting, and then en route, because one of the engines was delayed, they were responded by our dispatchers to the Rocky, to that whatever street that was, for an assault that was related to the call. So it all came over the radio for our movement.
And you are a chief.
I'm the
battalion
chief.
Battalion chief here.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that entail? I mean, you don't have to go on the rigs with them.
No, I supervise the operations of, like, we, here in Camarillo area, which goes out into San Rosa Valley ways, and so that's kind of just my area of responsibility for supervision, field supervision.
Do you respond to all calls?
Not necessarily. Usually not medical calls, but all fire calls. Calls that have multiple engines responding, something like this, to where it was kind of out of the ordinary. It would be rare to be sent to a gunshot victim, but I think because it was an officer involved, they wanted somebody from the fire company to represent the fire department.
And you guys knew that then when you were dispatched, there was an officer shot?
We went to a gunshot victim, possible officer death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a possible. We were sure.
And once you got there, can you kind of tell me what transpired?
I got to the Brittany Park in Santa Rosa location. You know, I was actually kind of surprised because I got there before all the engines. There was an ambulance there, and I just assumed, you know, the officer down, there's going to be, the world will be there. I won't have a place to park. But with everything that was going. So when I got there, there was, the ambulance was there. I believe it was AMR 452. They were working on the officer, and there was an off-duty firefighter from our department on scene. He had just left work and was driving down San Jose Road. Mark, and he works, I believe he works, he's at Station 46, which is in Simi Valley.
Okay.
And so he was there, and he was helping them. So I parked in on Brittany Park, and I went over, and I assisted them with working on the officer and basically getting him onto the gurney and into the ambulance.
Mm-hmm. And how is it that did you find this badge?
After they'd taken him away, there was basically no law enforcement there. There was a CHP officer, one of the scales guys, mm-hmm. was there. We put yellow flagging tape up to kind of block the scene off the fire department, and he was kind of there trying to just help out because we were getting scattered information like, hey, there's another officer around here somewhere. I think the guy that was shot said, can you go check on my partner or whatever? And without knowing where he was, the CHP guy drove down the street a little ways and came back and said, I can't find anybody. I don't think there's anything going on. But we knew something was because we had an engine out at the other location. And there was also, I'm sure you know this, there was an off-duty LA County sheriff there, and he took custody of the gun, of the officer's gun. So anyway, back to the badge. With everything said and done, there wasn't really any scene security. People watching it, and I just happened to see that just kind of stuck out of my mind. Hey, that badge is laying right there. There's too many people floating around here. I'm going to snag this badge, and I'm going to keep it. Somebody's going to show up in a second. And nobody showed up, and then I ended up bagging it. I was like, oh, great, I got this badge now. Now I've got to find, I don't want this thing getting lost. And so I kept it with me, and then I drove down to the other location.
Where did you find it? Can you
kind of give us that? It was, as I recall, it was on the curb, right at the curb in the grass.
Yeah,
we'll
get
that.
Yeah, let's go get some
pictures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until
the end was
trying to get out, he's like,
It kind of caught me off guard, because by the time I get through normal things of fear and position, and there was, you know, all of a sudden there's a car that, the police car shot up, there's bullets all over the place, and I was really surprised that he wasn't hurt as bad as, it was like, you can do a thing on a regular conversation, because
Can you tell me what his wound was?
You know, it was covered, but it was in this chest area here, and he had a dressing over it at that time, but he was, I could only see, just the general area where there was more blood and where they were putting pressure on it, so I couldn't know exactly.
Okay,
Yeah, I think it was kind of right here on the curb in front of the car, yeah.
Okay.
And because I just remember seeing that and going, that thing's going to grow legs with all, because there were just a ton of civilians.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab this, because I fully intended on staying in there, and then all of a sudden they're calling for more help down at the other end of the street, so I took off I told the deputy down at the other house, I said, hey, listen, when things calm down, I have this guy's badge,
Here's a better photo of the curb there, that might help.
Yeah, it would have been in this general area right in here.
It's just along the curb there.
Yeah, right on the curb next to the grass.
Did you notice the condition of the badge?
It seemed to be in real good condition. I didn't notice it being torn up or anything like that.
Any blood or anything like that on it?
All I remember was they had a picture of his family on the back side of the badge. I didn't recall seeing any blood on it or anything like that.
Do you remember who the deputy was that you spoke to and walked by from?
Well, the first guy, and it's not the guy that I gave it to. He was a big guy. He was an Asian guy, real tall guy.
Okay.
And he was busy, so I didn't bother him. Then another guy came out, and I ended up giving it to him. And he's the guy that was making the roster of all the people that were there. So and I gave it to
him. The taller guy? Could it have been Baker?
I don't
tall, blondish looking hair.
The guy that I gave the badge to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been about right. He was probably a little taller than I am, and then kind of blonde hair, yeah. When he was, him and this one, and the other deputy were the only ones at that house when I left. Okay. Nobody else had gotten there yet. Other than the air squad coming in and going, but I didn't have any contact with those guys.
Okay. Did you wrap it in anything or?
No, I just picked it up,
like
put it in the car, and then took off and went to the other scene.
Do you know if anything else got moved at the scene?
I don't think so. The guys from Station 34 put up tape, and they stayed at the scene after I was there, and they pretty much were there. That's in Thousand Oaks on Mopark and Arbolus. They were there, and then they did come down to the other scene when we needed more help down there, but they were at that scene longest, probably.
That was probably the engine that was there.
Yeah, so yell, even one of the yellow.
The only engine that was there, the one that showed up with the
flying
on
yeah,
the
they were covering.
They
yeah,
were
there checking.
Yeah. When you got to the scene, was the badge near any clothing?
I didn't see it at first. It wasn't only until after everybody had left that I saw the badge laying there.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't notice it before.
Did you tell anybody that you were taking the badge, or did anybody know, like the LA County guy?
I told somebody there, and I don't know if I told the chippy or the off-duty guy, but said, hey, I've got his badge, and I'm going to hold it until somebody gets here. And
and then took off. And then I told, like I said, I told the other guys, when you get a chance, I have this badge, you know, I'll get it to you. Did the officer give you any or make any comments about what had happened, or?
No, I talked to him. I just said, "How are you doing?" And he says, "I'm doing okay." And then I asked him, "Where's your guns?" Yeah. And he goes, "The off-duty guy's got one." And so, okay. And then we started loading them. He goes, "Oh wait a minute, I got another gun." And it was his ankle gun. So again, that one off-duty deputy took that.
Okay.
Had some few choice words for the press that were there that were standing in our way. That they were. I figured I'd be getting a complaint right now because I physically grabbed her and moved her out of the way because she was blocking one of the fire trucks, trying to go to the other thing. And the chippy had already told her to leave once, and I thought, you know, go take her, get her out of here. She doesn't need to be doing what she's doing right now. No, I didn't have any other. I thought I heard him talk, you know, throw out that, hey, check on my buddy or check on, there's another officer here. But that's where things started to really get confusing as far as what was going on.
All right, we don't have anything else.
I don't either.
You off?
Yeah.